Hi, I'm Sarah Wilson, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. Today I'm here with Stephen Foskett. He's a writer and speaker on storage and virtualization topics, and he's the organizer of the Tech Field Day event series. Today we're going to be discussing VMware storage. Hi, Stephen, how are you?
Hello, it's good to be here.
So over the past year, a lot of vendors have been coming out with storage products designed specifically for virtual machines. How are vendors making VMware storage different from traditional storage, and what are some of the common features that can be found with it?
Yeah, that's really a major industry trend right now. If you look at the startup space, almost every startup now is focused on virtualization-aware storage. If you're going to start a storage company, that's one of the things that you're going to focus on. That, or, you know, maybe, you know, people are doing, you know, massive scale and cloud and service provider storage and things like that. But, you know, really virtualization is one of those key ingredients. And, what they're doing, and this is not just the startups, of course, but the established vendors are working in this direction as well, is, you know, really they're increasing communication between the storage array and the hypervisor so that the hypervisor can do what it does and allow the storage array to offload work. Like copying data, moving data, acceleration, integration with storage, with virtualization management features and things like that. So, you know, it's really a lot about communication. And that's one of the most important things that's happening in storage right now. You look at VMware with their VAAI APIs that allow the hypervisor to tell the array, you know, copy this data or clear this data that's been provisioned and things like that. That ends up being a real differentiator for these storage products and products that can do things like that. They can have better data movement and better performance. And, you know, those arrays are much more compelling to somebody who's building a virtual infrastructure than a standard storage array.
You mentioned VMware storage having better data movement and performance, but what would you say are some of the other advantages to using it?
Well, the number one advantage really is that virtualization, this is one of the topics that I talk a lot about, virtualization breaks storage. All the assumptions that storage arrays make about server workloads are based on, you know, sort of a one-to-one mapping of application to server, support to, you know, connection to LUN, all that stuff. It's assumed by the array that that all is sort of a simple path. So, for example, an array can make a copy of a LUN on the assumption that that LUN is a specific server and application workload. But in a virtualization environment, we call it the I/O blender, what happens is that LUN may be part of the storage of a dozen or 100 servers and applications. And what that means is that the array just can't do anything that it does well. It can't accelerate performance, it can't copy data, it can't share data effectively without knowing what's going on, you know, on the storage. And so the main advantage to looking for a VM integrated storage system is that it allows your storage array to actually do what storage arrays do best, which is accelerating performance and copying data and moving data and sharing. And all of those things are really the compelling reasons that people buy storage arrays. So, it's not one of those things where there's, you know, a specific advantage that is easy to speak to, except that not having a VM-aware storage array puts you at a disadvantage in terms of, you know, performance and capabilities. And that being said, there's a whole class of arrays that go beyond VAAI and have much tighter integration into the virtualization management environment. And that is sort of the next wave where we're seeing companies come out with these arrays that automatically respond to, you know, provisioning requests from the virtualization platform. That they automatically tune their storage, they automatically configure it. And that, to me, is really exciting because we end up with much more advanced storage configuration for our virtual machines. So, you know, I'd say that the it's important to have VMware storage in any virtualization environment, but to have sort of the second generation of VM-enhanced storage, I think, is even more of a business driver.
Would you say there's any drawbacks to using it or any instances where somebody would want to use traditional storage instead?
Oh, of course. There's always pros and cons. Probably the biggest drawback is that if you use a storage platform that is designed with virtualization in mind, again, there's a whole spectrum of them, but some of them are designed only for virtualization, and you end up with an array that is really not useful for anything except your server virtualization environment. Now, that's fine if all you're going to run is virtual machines on it, but some people are not running virtual machines on it. Some people are running other workloads. And in that case, you may want an array that, equally at home with conventional workloads as well as virtual machine workloads. And that's especially true with small businesses. Smaller organizations may say, I just want one storage array. I'm not ready to go all virtual, so I really want something that works equally in both worlds. And then they look at sort of a unified storage platform, something that has NAS, maybe it has block storage as well, maybe it has array integration or VM integration, and that's sort of a different class of storage. Now, they may not get, all that is promised by some of these super, super VM-enhanced storage arrays, but at least as long as they get something that's VM-aware, they'll get an array that they can use all around. That shortcoming, I think, is something that companies are beginning to address. Even the VM-enhanced companies are starting to say, our systems can be used for Hadoop or for scale-out workloads for other virtualization platforms. And so we may see that this drawback is less and less important in the coming year as arrays are made to work outside the VM space as well as inside.
Okay, well, that wraps up the podcast, so thank you so much for being here, Stephen.
Sure, I'm glad to help out. This is, my primary topic right now. I'm doing, seminars and dinners, doing all sorts of stuff, writing and talking about VMware storage, so I'm really, really glad to be able to talk with you about this.
For more information on VMware storage, make sure to visit searchvirtualstorage.com.